Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Well, well, well.
Well, well, well.
Little Victories. Everything was set up and ready for me when I came in, including my headphones.
Magic.
Hello. No, we always start and end the show with Little Victories, which is a positive spin on the day.
Mm-hmm.
It's Monday.
Yup.
Your hair looks amazing.
Thank you.
I know I saw you this weekend, but my little victory is that it's Monday. I had an amazing weekend, and we have lots to talk about today.
Yeah.
Lots.
We got to catch up. That's the part.
I mean.
That's the part right there. No, we had a great time.
We were in a suite for Neo at the fair.
Mm-hmm.
That time was had.
A lot of victories was won.
Yes, yes. Anything specific you'd like to point out this morning for your little victories?
Well, we saw some really cool people over the weekend. Some friends that we've had for a very long time in our life. And it was after the great weekend that we had. It was a lot of like love and energy filled weekend for me and the wifey. It was a kid-free weekend at that, too.
Well, that explains it.
Kid-free evening, I should say. One night. We got one night.
That explains it. Why you're so happy and excited and refreshed.
It's good. I don't know about refreshed, but yeah, it was nice. It was very nice to see some old friends,
yeah,
college homies that, you know, you don't really get that crew together because people live in different states.
Totally.
So it was dope.
Nice.
What about you?
Nothing. It
just
was
Monday.
Just great. It was nonstop. It was go, go, go. And lots of stories today for the show. So I think it's going to be a really good show. That's
Agreed.
All I'm going to say about that. All right. We'll be back with the question of the day.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
So much happened, I needed to write it down. That's the summer weekend we've had, DZ.
It really was like active and added.
Seriously.
For all reasons and all angles.
Sheesh. All right. So this weekend was amazing. It was the first weekend of the Wisconsin State Fair. DZ and I were at Neo.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to hear what you guys did. You can always call or text 414-533-1037. So I'm trying to think where to start here.
Need to process for a second.
Honest to God. I'm like, wait, what did I do all this weekend? I feel like something happened on Friday and I'm already forgetting about it because of Neo on Saturday. Neo was awesome though.
Yeah.
Neo at the fair was a really good time.
That's by Neo.
We went out after.
Mm-hmm.
We had foot races in the middle of quiet neighborhoods. I mean, it was
at odd hours.
It was I took Ebony and Milwaukee home at 10 a.m. yesterday.
Big ups. Oh, I had a whole weekend with the homies.
I mean, it was just a really fun weekend. Bryce Vine came up into the Kiss FM studio after he opened up for Neo.
Yeah.
It was just a really fun weekend. What about you, DZ?
I mean, all of those things.
Yes, yes.
Included, because we was there. I wasn't part of no foot race, though.
No, no.
Shout out my doctor. Yo, don't worry, Dr. Lisa. I did not foot race nobody. I used my cane. I used all the proper facilities. But yeah, we got rid of the boys for the weekend.
Yep.
Did the Neo thing, Bryce Vine concert at the Wisconsin State Fair. And then afterwards, we had some friends in town who were out of state, literally.
Oh, nice.
Live out in Arizona. Some live in, you know, way, way out in the boonies in Wisconsin. So we kicked it, went out, had a little kid-free night, and lo and behold, said we weren't going to be out late, and at 2-some in the morning going, we need to go to bed right now.
Oh, my gosh.
We need to go to sleep.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You guys had a great weekend.
It was very active.
I had fun seeing you and Aaron and your friends at the fair, and I just remembered what happened on Friday. Okay, so
what happened on Friday?
Boys to Men was at the fair.
Okay.
I was planning on going. I did not get tickets, which was fine, because I had already been asked to go to a going-away party for Aaron Maben from Fox 6.
Oh.
I feel like the stars aligned. No offense to my Boys to Men people. I feel like I was supposed to be at the going away party, because there I was standing there, and it was like everyone in TV in Milwaukee was at this thing. So I was sitting there giggling, like, let me see you in person.
Let me find out.
A lot of them I know, and a lot of them I don't know. But guess who walked in at one point? And we were at the St. Kate downtown.
Oh, bet.
And Aaron Maben is from Oak Creek. He grew up here.
Oh.
So he's on Fox 6, but he got a job in Miami. He's a reporter. So he's literally from here. So there was a lot of people.
Congrats, Eric.
So I look at one point, here comes Greg Marcus.
Out of nowhere. Aren't you supposed to be at the movie?
He walks in, takes a picture, leaves.
Holding popcorn, naturally.
At one point, my friend looks over at this other man who's standing at the bar, and she goes, how do we know that man? We know that man somehow with the flowers on his shirt. And I look right across the bar and I go, you mean Mandela Barnes? She goes, what?
Huh?
I go, you know, former lieutenant governor? Yeah, you know, I know him.
MB? No, so don't ring a bell.
Ended up talking to him for a long time, because I kept going, you're going to run. He was like, leave me alone.
He said,
I was like, he would not, you know, I'm crazy like
you
that.
You going to keep asking.
So we saw a lot of people, a lot of local reporters. It was just really funny. Saw Ted Perry. Ted Perry, get this, took the bus to the St. Kate. I looked at him. I go,
you took the bus?
And he kept going, Allie, why is this so funny to you? Why is this a story? I go, you don't think Ted Perry from Fox 6 taking the bus to the St. Kate when an Uber is available is not a story? If that doesn't show who you are as a guy, I don't know
what it is.
He's Milwaukee. He might be a little... He's just Milwaukee.
He's vibing.
And he goes, yeah, one time I got on the bus and this guy looked at me and he goes, well, Ted Mother Bleepin' Perry.
That's probably the reaction I'd say too, you know, if I saw Ted Perry on the bus.
Thank you. I said, MCTS really needs to have you on the side of the buses if you're this dedicated to the bus.
Mike. Why would they have him on the side if he's already in them?
Maybe they don't know, because he didn't understand why it was a story. I go, it's a story. The anchor on the Fox 6 for years, it's a story, dude.
Yeah. He's just a regular guy. He's cooling.
So anyway, I thought that was really funny. That was my Friday night.
It was a lot
of local celebrities. And then Neo on Saturday. I knew I forgot something about Friday, but Friday ended up being one of those nights that I didn't expect either. That was phenomenal.
I think the whole weekend was a conglomerate of things we didn't expect. From Friday to Sunday was just boom, 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 boom. Okay, okay, great. Mm-hmm. This is fantastic.
Exactly.
And now we're here.
Ah, oh my gosh, the phones are going crazy.
Yeah.
People are texting in. Bella said, Boys to Men was amazing at State Fair. Sherry in Caledonia texted in. She said, Mason played in an all-star tournament through WSC. He got an over-the-park home run.
Ooh,
and the team won the championship last night. And they're going to the fair today. Nice. And also, a shout-out to Bryce Vine.
Yeah.
Somebody said they thought he was amazing.
Big shout-out.
Oh, hey, it's Ronnie. My lady and I went to the concert. Shout-out to Bryce Vine.
What up, Ronnie?
All right, we see the phones ringing. We're going to talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
I don't even know where to start, because one of the people that I ran into is on the phone, and they were there during all the drama. So hold on, we'll get to them last.
My Lanta.
Let's start with Waylon and Chea in Wapaka this morning. We're talking about what you did this weekend. DZ and I were at the fair for Neo. He had a great weekend with friends in town.
It was active.
Got to go to Fox 6 Aaron Maven's going away party, and I saw everybody and their mom at that thing.
Random.
I mean, you name it. So, hi, Waylon. Good morning.
Morning.
What up, bud?
You went camping this weekend?
Yeah.
Tell us everything.
Doing a lot of camping and not inviting nobody. I'm getting jealous.
What the heck? What? Tell us about it.
So, I went fishing a lot.
Oh, uh-huh. Did you catch any fish?
Yeah, I caught about, like, eight or five bass.
Dang. Okay.
He's a big bass fisherman, okay? Leave his man alone.
And the most important question, did you make a s'more?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Thank God. Did you sleep on an air mattress or a sleeping bag on the ground?
A sleeping bag on the ground.
Whoa, dude.
Real campers.
You're not messing around.
I told you he's a real one.
You are a real one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll be next in the next tent with the air mattress, Waylon, but I am very proud of you for being a real camper.
I will be in the camper.
Or that one.
But I'll join for the fire.
Or the hotel. But, hey, Waylon, we're glad you guys had fun camping this weekend. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
This kid. We'll talk to him tomorrow for another song.
Yeah. Sandy texted in, said, drove to Green Bay, tailgated, and went to the Green Bay family night at Lambeau Field. I bet a lot of people were at the family night, for sure.
Technically, football is kind of back.
Carrie and Kenosha said, Packers family day. You know, a lot of people in Green Bay this weekend.
Yeah.
You know what? All right, let's go to Saucy. I want to pull her up. Got some... Dude, just wait for the end, you guys, today. Trust me. Saucy, good morning.
Hey there. Hey, my friends. Good morning.
Good morning. How was Boys to Men? I was very jealous. I saw you guys having a good time.
You should be. It was amazing.
She said the time was had, girl.
It was great. I seen Bella from Kenosha.
Yep.
Shout out. We totally danced across from each other.
Nice.
That was great.
Nice. And you guys had a good time.
It was a good time.
Oh, I'm glad.
Time.
Did anybody pop up there and kiss Boys to Men like they did at Neo?
Ooh.
Oh, no.
No, they're too old for that now.
No, yeah, it was like, no, get them out of here.
No.
Oh, well, Saucy, I'm sad.
No, but I'll tell you what.
Oh, what?
They have the moves. Still, I was like, I wonder if these are the same dance moves that they originally did. And they're all like, oh, I remember this.
It's muscle memory.
And muscle memory.
It's got to be. That's NSYNC and Backstreet's got to be muscle memory.
They're not learning no new dance moves. No.
It has to be. Yeah, it's so true.
Totally. I was like, dang. And they haven't aged at all.
Well, neither have I, but thanks to Botox.
Yeah.
All right, Saucy, love you.
Much love. Bye,
Saucy. Much love. Have a great day. Bye.
Hey, there's a solution for that.
Yeah.
I know a guy.
No, a couple of them.
All right. Let's hit up Danny in Oak Creek. I'm waiting to get to the finale this morning, and you'll see who it is when we get there.
We'll see when we
get
there.
Trust me, she was there for the dramatic part of my night. I'll say that. She's on the hold. All right, Danny, good
morning.
Danny was not. Danny, good morning.
What up, Baba?
Good morning.
What's
going on? I did a 4-day weekend.
Oh. Dang. Oh,
how'd you get 2 extra days out of it?
Yeah, what happened?
I took vacation. I had my anniversary.
Happy anniversary. How many years?
21.
Whoa, nobody makes it 21.
But lies.
We do.
I mean, my parents did, but they're dysfunctional.
My
but
grandparents.
You guys are great.
Y'all rock, man.
I meant today, DZ.
We going to make it.
Yeah, you and Danny.
So you can't say nobody.
No, but wait till okay, yes, correct. I'm very happy.
For life,
yes. Well, that's what marriage is, so congratulations.
That's the goal.
We had a busy weekend. We had all kinds of stuff going on. We were all over the place.
You guys always are, man. Tell me the highlight. It's just your anniversary, probably.
Yeah.
Well, we decided we were supposed to do a helicopter tour and sailing, but it was kind of crappy on Thursday.
The air quality's been garbage. Yeah, it's even
worse. Yeah, we bounced around Milwaukee and tried sitting on patios and food and drinks. And
just having a good summer weekend. Okay, I asked for too many details. Never mind, Danny.
Yeah.
I got a guitar, Rihanna, and West Dallas, and you'll understand why.
Right.
Love you, Danny. Right.
Love her. Peace.
Bye. All right.
Shout out to the wifey, man.
Now it's time, everybody. Now it's time for the part of the night. No,
but
pull her up. Pull her up.
I cannot. Good morning. Wepa.
Ariana.
Okay. I don't know where to start, Ariana.
I mean,
I don't
know. Okay,
so we're at Neo. I'm going to let her tell it from her point of view once we get to the bar.
Heard.
We're at Neo at Wisconsin State Fair. Ariana is messaging me, and we know her now from calling in. This mm-hmm. is how I know her. And she goes, and she won tickets, and mm-hmm. she goes, Allie. And so I waved to her across the crowd, okay, because we're in our VIP Kiss suite. So then she's messaging me, and she somehow ends up across the street at one of the bars from the fair.
Y'all link.
That I then went to.
Yep.
So there I am standing at Polly's in West Allis. And like a god with a light over her, she comes in. She comes in right as all hell's breaking loose in the bar. Ariana, you take it from here. What happened?
I swear to God, I was like super excited to see Allie. I go in. I needed to go to the bathroom. I was like, you know what? Let me go to the bathroom.
It's like, how too many things happening?
I go, walking in, I see Allie, and she goes, she gives me a hug, and I told her who I was, and then we were just talking, and I don't know where, I just see her all mad, and me and my friend look at each other, and we're like, is this really happening?
Oh, it's happening. Like, Allie almost got into a fight at a bar. It almost happened. Go on. Oh, so then what happened?
Oh my God, they were like at it. This woman was trying to fight Allie. Allie was trying to fight
Swear
this
to God.
Woman.
And I was loaded, so I was trying to fight her back. I mean, it was a hot mess, dude. This chick was having an affair with this guy in front of his wife in the bar, and the wife was crying to me, and I lost it, Ariana. That was the background of the whole story.
Oh, that was the whole background.
Now I'm hot. I gotta take my shirt off. So Ariana walks in. All hell's breaking loose. I'm screaming, you're a hoe, to some girl mm-hmm. that I don't know. The wife is crying. The husband doesn't care. And Ariana, like a god, I swear to God, DZ, I'm so glad you weren't there. Ariana walked up and she just grabbed me. She grabbed my shoulders
She knew what to do in the moment.
There was like nobody in the room but me and her.
Yeah.
And she grabbed me and she goes, Allie, Ariana in West Dallas. And I go, Ariana. And then I look back and she goes, Allie.
Chill out.
Ariana in West Dallas.
Focus.
And then
focus,
we left.
Breathe. Before security come up over here and start
but
fooling
not
on y'all.
I saw the craziest thing I've ever seen. Ebony was there. Callie was there. Kelly in Sussex was there. Everybody was there.
I'm glad I was not.
It was insanity. And then we left. And so Ebony just texted in, Allie, Ariana in West Dallas. Dude, that
Ebony,
was like
Milwaukee.
We just making friendships and
so
connections, bro.
That
Betty.
Is, I don't know what else. That is what happened.
No, that's kind of crazy.
So Ariana, that was crazy. Was that not crazy?
Oh my God, Allie.
I don't ever want to get into it at a bar, but if you you start with me, it's on, dude.
Ariana's just like, listen, I was just happy I got to see you,
girl. You got me out of there. Thank God.
I'm happy.
We're going to call you Ariana the Savior.
No, she saved me. She was
Ariana
I'm
the
not
Savior.
Kidding. She was sent there for a reason. I saw it. I saw the aura. I saw the light.
You saw the aura, the correct aura.
She pulled me out. Thank you, Ariana.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Okay, so you can always send us your problems, and we will do our best to make them worse or better, depending on DZ's day or mood.
Yeah, you can hit us up, slide in our DMs, hit us up on email, all that.
But today involves a child problem.
Yeah, but today, forget y'all. I need help.
So, DZ, where were we? And you're more than welcome to call or text and help DZ out, 414-533-1037. But let's explain what the problem is first, before we jump to conclusions like we're good at.
Correct.
Right, what now?
Well, we've got a four-year-old, recently turned.
Sammy.
And that means...
So perfect.
School age. Mm-hmm. We're going to school this year, actually.
So exciting.
And T-minus now, technically.
Big transition.
Big transition.
Is he
going to
be in 4K or 5K? Is he going to be in kindergarten?
4K
and then kindergarten.
Correct. So...
But in a school all day.
We're starting him off in a school all day.
That has 4K. Fantastic. So he will go like 8 to 3-ish.
Correct.
Wow, that's big boy stuff.
That's big boy
stuff.
That's
exciting.
Now, for a little
scary as hell, but exciting.
You know, for part of the morning, since Aaron's also a teacher and has to work, he's going to still have to go to daycare when I'm back to work as in-game host with the Bucks, and I have night games, or when there are night games, I should say, I'm going to have to, you know, not pick him up from daycare or school.
Aaron
whatever.
And I were talking about that. She goes, I forgot that we might have to leave him all day. I go, it's working out great for you that he could take the bus.
It is. And the bus will pick up and drop off at
his daycare, which is genius, because technically you don't live where the bus would go. The bus only goes to your daycare's house. That's like, the stars are aligning.
It's weird because we get cut off and
and then she gets it, yeah.
But then,
fine.
If we had to, anyway, whatever. That's not the part of the issue here.
Nope, what's the issue?
Part of the issue is we're getting ready to send Sammy to school and we've been working on a few things, right? Mm-hmm. Getting ready, listening, following directions, staying in line, following, you know, class rules and etiquette.
Yeah.
We're not necessarily worried about that. We're worried about little buddy in the bathroom.
Why?
You know Picasso got, man, why?
I thought Picasso was over. I thought that he was done putting his poop on the walls. I thought we were past that. He's four now.
He is.
Isn't he? He just had a birthday. Come on, Sammy doesn't put poop on the walls.
He's no longer Picasso.
Good.
But he's always got the remnant traits, and I will always see Picasso as his artistic traits, right? So now we're in the mode of teaching him how to clean himself, teaching him how to express that he's got to use the restroom and not freak out and like, oh my gosh, I gotta poop.
Totally.
Right?
Totally.
We're working on it. We're having trouble. He doesn't necessarily get the concept. And more than often, he will say, somebody needs to wipe my butt.
Well, that's, I forgot about the days when kids used to yell, Mom, but the worst part is when they stop yelling it and they don't do either. But okay, parents know what I'm talking, and that's probably why you're stressed right now.
Part of the thing that we need to be careful with.
Am I walking into it for you?
So we want to make sure that he's one, and making sure that he's closing the doors for privacy reasons, right? Because kids, when you're home, sometimes don't close the door. Sammy tends to completely get buck naked when he's got to use the bathroom, and then come out the bathroom buck naked.
Yeah, that's not going to work at school.
That's not going to work at school. So how did you guys craft your experience, especially those with older kids or those that are like going through this? How are you working on keeping them clothed when you go to the restroom when you're not with them?
The good news is they will have a teacher to assist with some of this, and that will be a big help. The teacher is going to be part of this because when, I don't know what the setup is, but at Owen and Hudson's elementary school, they were lucky enough in their kindergarten room to have a bathroom attached. Now, all the other rooms don't.
That's
so
true.
I felt like it was made for that room so the teacher could help corral and watch them because they can't go to the bathroom with the kids when they're five every 5 seconds.
No,
they can't leave the room. So somebody's going to have to be helping or near.
Correct.
So I would say, I don't know what the setup is, but I would say...
We can't bank on there being a bathroom inside the classroom.
I just want to talk you off the ledge and go, you're not alone. Every other parent. And the only good thing is they're all four.
True.
They're all four.
I know.
So that's the good news, but you're going to have to look to the parents for this. I have no idea. 414-533-1037. I mean, I don't know.
How'd you keep your babies clothed? You know, when you send them off to school, you're not Velcroing their pants on. Obviously, they got to use the restroom. And he's a good kid.
Yeah.
He listens well.
He'll be all right.
When he's home, he tends to definitely be comfortable. And we're going,
but
please don't do this at school.
I know, but they always do that to us. They act like that in front of other people. And then they go to school and they act, you know.
Fine. Perfect?
And not perfect.
Exactly.
Not perfect.
Exactly.
But they listen better, I would hope, to other people.
You know, we're not looking for, you know, the advice on how to teach our kids how to wipe their butt.
No.
We got that.
You want advice on how to get him to keep his clothes on and you want a bathroom etiquette, appropriate behavior when he's five.
And we've been repetitively trying, but he's never been in an experience where he's without us in public. And public is going to be school because he's going to be with other kids. He's going to be with teachers that, you know, obviously know him, are going to get to experience and learn him. But until they do, those first few weeks might be rough.
Let me just read one text. Diosmar from Milwaukee texted in, I'm 42 and I still scream, I gotta poop as I run to the restroom. The kid is a star. Let him shine.
We can't be having that, man. You gotta be able to walk up to the teacher and say, excuse me, I have to use the bathroom. Maestra, necesito usar el baño.
Listen, this is the problem with bathroom humor is like, I hated it for years and I would be like, boys, don't say that. Don't do that. And you get to a point where you realize a lot of people like... The bathroom stuff is funny. They can say, you know, little things, but oh, the phones are ringing. Okay. DZ, we're going to help you next. Sound
all right.
Good?
Thank you.
Hold on.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do? on Kiss FM.
DZ needs our help, you guys.
What should DZ do on Kiss FM?
Sammy is 4. He's perfect.
Going into 4K, not as perfect as Ali be saying.
So perfect, that little face. Oh, he's so cute.
He's a great kid.
He is.
But he's very expressive and very free.
I feel like you're having all the anxieties, though, that parents do have that are normal, that you should have if you care. You know what I mean?
True.
If you care about your kids and you do, this is normal stuff. So there's got to be some good advice out there from other parents or just people that work with kids. Jen's in West Dallas this morning. She said you already gave yourself the advice.
How?
Huh?
Jen, I don't listen to my own self-talk.
Explain. What?
Because you had mentioned he's going to be around other kids his same age, and they kind of just learn and adapt as they go.
And some of it is being around your peers. You're right. And at daycare, it's all over the place, the ages. These are going to be all kids' his age.
So you think he's going to see kids, you
know, not same development, but developmentally in the same area.
Similar levels, right, and go, oh, they're not coming out the bathroom buck naked. Maybe I shouldn't either.
That kid didn't drop his pants and throw him to the side to pee, and so maybe I won't.
Or he does see a kid do that and go, I knew my dad was wrong. That man is dumb. Everybody gets naked here. Come on, now. You see how this could go very left?
Everybody gets naked here. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they definitely learn from each other. And you got to remember that these teachers have gone through it year after
That's
year.
That's what I was trying to calm him down a little. And he's not stressed, but like saying, like, watching Owen, I remember, in kindergarten, knowing this is the same story every year for some of these 4K teachers. Like, they are. You know what I mean?
I didn't want to drop this one on y'all, but you got to realize these are COVID born babies.
Oh, this is the generation that's starting kindergarten.
These are different. These are different. Be warned.
Noted.
Prepare.
Thank you for calling, Jen.
Appreciate it.
You guys have a great day.
You too.
Bye. All right, let's go to Marie in Milwaukee. Hi, Marie. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, y'all.
All right.
Help
How
DZ
you doing?
Out. Yeah. What do you think?
Okay. So I agree with the previous caller, you know.
With Jen, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like around kids their age, they're going to pretty
Learn.
Much pick up on,
hopefully,
you know, what they have going on. But I had the same thing going on. My daughter, she's going to K-4, but she started in K-3, it was all day, and I was nervous about the same thing because she likes to run around the house in just her underwear or her pull-up before she was potty trained.
Before potty trained, yo.
This is what we get for training them naked, you guys. This is our own damn fault.
And that's why we go.
Naked training is the best, though. Naked training is the best, though.
Happens faster.
What happens faster?
Naked training, potty training.
Oh, naked training, correct, mm-hmm. correct.
Yeah. But then they're going, I could just be naked.
But then, yeah. But then hopefully you have a couple years before school.
But you don't want to send them.
The problem is you let them stay naked.
One thing we talked about is not sending these babies in no pull-ups, no diapers. Like, if they have an accident, it kind of happens. It is what it is.
But at four, at one point, I was still going through my trauma of everything. And at one point, I remember the daycare going, Allie, Owen does not need to be in a pull-up. And he was, for the most part, trained, but I was still sending him. And I was like, oh my God, I was so embarrassed.
I needed someone
to tell me that, like, he was at an age where we needed to be not doing that.
He's fine.
I was like, thank you. I'm so embarrassed. So, like, you know, they do go through it. They see all kinds of things. And then the kids that don't, and then it ends up separating anyway, because you'll have other, you know, he'll do okay, I think.
It'll evolve.
I feel like he'll be okay. Don't you think, Marie?
Because
he's perfect.
Definitely.
Well, she's going through the same thing.
I had talked with my daughter, like, about privacy.
Yep.
About, you everybody's not supposed to see all your parts.
Yeah,
we're big on that. Yeah, he still don't get it.
Privacy, close the door. And to be honest, still to this day, at home, she still goes to the bathroom, gets naked. But at school, she's got it together. She does not do any of that at school.
Oh.
She does at home. She does a lot better at school.
See what
I
mean? They listen to other people, DZ. This is what I was getting at in the beginning. Like, you think you're worried, but they screw us.
Yeah.
You know, they're not the same around us.
Yeah, they're Picasso at home and they're perfect in public.
That part. Man, that's why I think he's perfect.
Forget these kids, bro.
Mommy, I need you to wipe my butt. And I'm like, okay, so what do you do at school? She was like, I wipe my butt. And I'm like, maybe you need to wipe your butt at home then.
At least she's wiping her butt.
Now. She does everything by herself at school, but at home she acts.
Cater to me.
It's a comfort thing. It's a used to. Yes. This is all I know. So you work on that.
We're
mommy.
Our baby's butlers, yo.
You are.
We are.
With no tip.
Bye, Marie.
Bye. Or no money. 103.7 Kiss FM. Well, well, well. Look at us. Look at us making moves over here at the fair.
We was active.
It's Allie and DZ on 103.7. 97.7 Kiss FM, Monday morning, August 4th. Good morning, everybody.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So we had a time on Saturday night. It was so fun.
What the old people say, a time was had.
A time was had. A time was had.
It was a shindig.
We had a suite at, for our listeners that won at the Wisconsin State Fair, it's like a VIP suite, and they have food and drinks. And you guys, the food and drinks are clutch. And I felt so bad at one point. I kept going up to the bartenders going, I lost my drink again. See, nobody who pays for drinks would do that. Nobody.
True.
Nobody. True. And then I would find them later and pick it up. And I'm like, everyone's safe here. Nobody roofied me. I got this. I know everybody here.
It was always by me.
It was always, I'd set it down to talk and then I'd disappear and lose it.
It was always by us.
Who's Black Cherry White Claw? Oh, my bad.
We hit a point where it was like, that's probably Alice. Yeah. That's probably Alice.
But we got to go on stage right before Bryce Vine.
And we made some announcements.
I was so proud of you. You're out there with a cane now after your knee surgery. You're doing good. How did it feel to be like at the fair, though?
Y'all saw me limp walking.
Did you park in the handicapped as you should have?
I did.
I was going to say you should have.
I did.
I got scared. I'm like, you didn't walk all the way from the Milwaukee Mile other side. You parked in handicapped. Thank God.
I had to keep my walks as short as possible.
Thank God.
And I didn't even get the chance to dip into the fair and walk around because that's unfortunately a little too much.
That's a whole nother realm of the fair. I mean, going in by the grandstand, because my friends that were with me were like, where do we go in? Some people have never been to a show like that at the fair. They've been to the fair, but they've never been to a concert at the main stage.
Got it. True.
Yeah.
That's true. But yeah, it's kind of a different entrance, if you will. You can always pop into the fair, but re-entry with your ticket, yada, yada. It was good.
You and your wife were there.
I ain't going to lie and say it was an easy night, but it was so energetic. It was so energizing that I ain't think about my leg. I wasn't focused on that. I was just focused on the atmosphere, the people around, enjoying the time. I'm with my wifey, you know,
I was talking to your friends at one point, and I said, Target Angelo. And Kelly in Sussex goes, Target Angelo?
What?
She goes, I listen. I know who you are.
That part.
But the best part of the night, let's admit it, is when we saw Bryce Vine, the opener.
Oh, yeah.
Who's played many a Christmas bashes for us over the years. He was in the crowd watching, and nobody realized. He had quietly walked around to see Neo perform, and nobody saw him. And DZ goes, Allie, Bryce Vine's right there. And so then it was like, well, let's invite him up to the Kiss. Like, do you think he'd come up here and hang out with us on the Kiss side? Like, do you think our listeners would love that? So we walk down.
Mm-hmm.
We walk right up to Bryce. Well, DZ walks right up to Bryce Vine. And then what did you say first?
I just said, what's up? I was like, hey, what's going on, man? Like, great set. Y'all did y'all thing. We appreciate you guys being here.
Yeah.
You know, and then.
And then, I started talking to his girlfriend. That's how it went down.
And we're like, we're Allie and DZ.
Girls Unite.
We intro'd y'all. You know, we do the morning show.
I said, I met you many a times, and you know the same people we know in the record business. He goes, oh yeah. And then we started vibing.
And then I was like, listen, we've actually talked and interacted before because the 2019 Kiss the Summer Goodbye show.
Yep.
Crazy enough, it was my last show before I departed the station.
Before you left Kiss.
The first time around.
Yep.
So it was just kind of a full circle moment because I was like, dude, we took a picture.
Yeah.
You complimented my style. You said I could be your stylist, and I definitely thought about applying. But here we are today, man. See you doing well. See you healthy. See you active. And we're in a good place.
You know what's so funny?
Showed him the old picture, and he went, dog, I remember that. That is crazy.
You're talking to Bryce Vine about clothes, and I'm talking to his girlfriend about where to get the next drink. And when I told her we had free drinks, she's like, what?
Huh?
And I thought, Bryce Vine needs us for free drinks?
So I mean, no, but...
But yeah.
Who don't want free drinks?
But they came up, and that was literally the clip. That was the clincher.
Yeah.
Was we have free drinks.
And
the girlfriend goes, what? And then he goes, let's go.
Slide.
So Bryce Vine and his entourage came up. For a second, the State Fair security wasn't going to let him in, and DZ had to explain he was the literal opener of the night.
I was like, listen.
He opened the show.
You and I have been vibing. I ain't going to bring nobody random or crazy up here. I'm not putting your job or my job at jeopardy. Let's just slide in. I will talk to whoever we need to talk to. Make sure everything's taken care of.
She ignored me.
And if I got to kick him out, I'm going to handle that. Don't worry about it. I'm going to do what I need to do, and I'm going to take care of you, too. And she was like, all right, my guy. So we made moves.
And Bryce Vine came in with his girlfriend and everybody else.
They ended up kicking it, had a great time.
They stayed the whole night in our suite. The listeners got to take pictures with them. They were excited. And then everybody left him alone so he could enjoy the night. It was great.
I hit him, and I was like, hey, man, really appreciate you. I know, you know, after performing, you might just want to chill, and this is huge. And he looked at me and was like, Poppy, there's worse jobs to have. Dapped me up, and he was like, Look, come on, man. This is the life we live. And I said, you right.
It is the life we live.
You right.
Yep. Well, shout out to Bryce Vine and Neo, who was amazing. The funny part is I never got a picture with Neo. Never. But Neo puts on a hell of a performance because he has so many good songs and he dances. And I didn't even see the lasers behind him because we were on the side. There was all these lasers stuff. He had a whole show. I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah. The lights, the dancers. It was going crazy.
I missed it all from the middle.
And at one point, he went through the catalog of songs that he either features on or
like
wrote. Or
Time
something.
Of My Life.
And he said, I bet y'all forgot about them, huh? And people went, dang, son, Neo got that catalog.
It was a good time at the fair.
It was great.
So,
highlight of the night. And it was honestly, for me personally, highlight of the summer because it's one of the only things I've been able to do.
Yeah. I'm happy. You're slowly coming back, DZ.
For real.
By next summer, you'll be back.
Next summer, I'll be running, baby, running.
All right. So we're going to get into Am I the Jerk? And then after that, we have got this week tickets to Tacos and Tequila.
Yes, you
got
to be 21.
You have to be 21, but that is going to be at Franklin Field where the Milkmen play. And it's got Little John, Timbaland, B.O.B., Trina, Paul Wall, Young Jock, Mike Jones.
I mean, if you're not 21 and you want to go to this, your parents just raised you right.
Yeah, so we're going to give you tickets. Yes, correctly. Like my children. Thank you. We've got your tickets after Am I the Jerk? And more to come because it's been a crazy weekend. I have an apology tour.
Do you want to talk about that?
No, but I have to apologize to somebody we work with because of this.
We got a lot to do.
Something happened last week over.
And it's not Am I the Jerk.
It's not Am I the Jerk. It's a literal apology tour I'm going to be on today at work. Unbelievable.
Because yes, Allie is the jerk.
I don't need an Am I the Jerk for that. I'll tell you after Am I the Jerk and Tacos and Tequila why I'm on an apology tour. How's that? Let's go.
Who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, where did her submission go, DZ? Oh, wait, I had it right in here. We got one the other day, and I thought I threw it in.
So
here it is.
Okay, I think I can pull it up quick if you
want. Oh, I got scared.
Okay, make
it
sure.
I thought I had saved it. Okay, it's right here.
Technology.
Dude, she named it Chatty Cathy.
This the one.
The one who wrote in the subject of the email is Chatty Cathy. You can always email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. She says, hello, please keep me anonymous.
Gotcha, girl.
I have a girlfriend. We have been friends for about 20 years.
Oh, BFF.
She constantly calls me to talk on her way home in her car. She calls me at the worst times of the day for me. The thing is, she doesn't want to hear about what's going on in my life. Mm. She just wants to complain and get advice on things that are happening in her life.
Mm.
Our last conversation lasted 30 minutes, and she asked me how things were going with me. And I was about to answer, and she said, oh, sorry, just getting to my appointment. We'll talk later.
That's so rude.
Am I the jerk for never answering her calls and just texting her back instead? She knows I hate talking on the phone. Thank you, Anonymous. Okay. DZ.
This is a Venta friend.
We've talked about this on What Would DZ Do?
Mm-hmm.
How like people that don't take a hint that want to talk on the phone all the time.
All the time.
And you're just like, I can't answer this call because they'll never stop and they don't take a hint. I mean, even my mom sometimes, I will say multiple times, I have to go and she'll continue to talk.
My mom is
and tell a whole new
of.
Story. A whole new story. I'm like, Mom.
Said bye 15 times.
Gotta go, love you. She's like, oh, and then.
Okay,
I'm like,
I love you.
It's like she acts like I never said bye. And I mean, Mom, what are we doing? So then I deal with that all the time. So I feel this. I had a friend who used to call me all the time and she got mad. I stopped answering. I said, I don't like talking on the phone. You never stop. I had to tell her.
There's a fine line.
This is not a what should she do though.
No.
She's no longer picking them up. She didn't communicate anything though to the friend, which makes me feel like she's a jerk.
She just kind of stopped.
Because at least I told my friend, I'm not answering your calls because you don't stop. I don't have time to talk to you for 40 minutes.
But hold on though. On the same coin other side,
yes.
You know, flip the pillow if you will.
Sure.
The friend knows she don't like talking on the phone. Mm. Why are you still calling?
Well, it sounds like the friend doesn't really have any much awareness, period. She's just calling and she's the one that talks and the anonymous listens and then they hang up and anonymous, she's the listener in the relationship, but she doesn't want to be the listener. See what I mean?
But then, facts. But then what's an inconvenient time? She's saying, oh, she always calls me at an inconvenient time for me. No.
For me.
It just feels like you might not like to talk on the phone, so anytime somebody calls you is an inconvenient time.
Maybe they're calling on the way home and she just wants to listen to our podcast on her way home. Maybe.
Then that's an inconvenient time.
She's listening to Allie and DZ. Yeah. I don't know.
No, you're right.
right, just making stuff up.
That's inconvenient.
So she wants to know if she's the jerk for basically never answering the calls and just text. I mean, at least she's texting back. I'll give her that.
Yeah.
But I think she's a jerk for not communicating why she doesn't want to talk on the phone. I did.
What's the difference than ghosting in like a potential relationship, though?
Yeah.
You're not necessarily cutting somebody off. Mm-hmm. You're just going to cease contact.
True. 414-533-1037.
It feels I could go back and forth on this one, to be completely honest with you, right? Because
I could too, because I get both sides. I don't want anybody going on and on the phone,
right?
But I also, yeah, mm-hmm.
We're talkers. Mm-hmm. That's a given,
mm-hmm. For
but
sure.
I do love to listen.
So you do.
When friends hit me up and they're like, "Hey, you know, I got to talk. You know, I got to run something through here." Then I'm in mode, right? Then yeah. I know I'm doing more listening than speaking. Now, if you guys' friendship is like that, you can be that friend for somebody.
True.
You don't have to love talking on the phone to speak to somebody on the phone.
But, DZ, if somebody's calling you, then you need to tell them that, and you don't want to talk to them, right?
Yeah.
You don't have enough what were you going
to
say?
I get you need to sacrifice somewhere.
Mm.
And you're never talking on the phone? I get not going, all right, I'm not gonna answer this call every single day.
But once in a while?
Once in a while. You guys have been friends for 20-plus years. In some way, you're basically saying you're washing the friendship.
Somebody said, does your friend pay your phone bill? Your phone is for your convenience, not the jerk. Oh, wow, what a way. 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call. Sarah from Maguanago said, not the jerk, but she should totally talk to her friend. Sounds like you don't really like her anyway. That's kind of the vibe I got.
And the Gemini,
you don't even like her.
The Gemini is in me strong today because I'm sitting on the fence and I don't want to. Mm-hmm. I could go literally both ways, jerk or not.
Well, it's Leo season, so the Gemini needs to
Gemini
come out.
Gotta chill. Gemini gotta chill.
It's your wife's season now.
It is. Deep in the season now. Lord help us.
All right, we're going to take your calls and text. She wants to know, she stopped answering her friend's calls because she just calls and talks for 40 minutes. Then as soon as she's going to talk about herself, the friend has to go.
Magic.
Is she the jerk for not picking up the calls? We'll talk to you next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
You guys are slacking on giving us good names for these people. I know she named it Chatty Cathy, but she wanted to be anonymous.
Chatty Cathy's not good enough.
No, she doesn't like answering the phone anymore because her friend calls and talks about herself for 40 minutes and then asks about her, but then gets off the phone.
Don't call Donna.
So am I the jerk for never answering her calls, just texting her back instead? Anonymous. I said, what should we name her? Never answer Natalie?
Never answer Nancy, never. Natalie, or don't call me Donna.
Don't call me Donna.
What of the two?
I love it.
Either one.
Let's start with, how about Jay in Milwaukee? Jay tried to go both ways, and I said, that's not the way Am I the Jerk works, Jay.
We can stay on the fence, not you.
Not you, Jay. You got to have an opinion, or it wouldn't work. Hi, Jay.
Morning.
Hello, how's it going? How's it going? Good morning.
He's
good.
Like, but it could go both ways. I'm like, but it doesn't.
I know what you mean, but you don't get that luxury.
This is the moral dilemma. Is she the jerk for never answering the calls?
You know what? I got to go with the jerk. You know what? Hey, he said it right. You know, when you're talking to the homies, we keep it real. And we have certain code words or give the deep breaths like, what are you about to do?
Yep.
Or, hey, what's going on? Hey, that's the key as in, hey, wrap it up.
I do that. Okay, then. All right. Uh-huh. All right.
So if she's not keeping it real with her, you know, that's kind of like, that's a jerk move.
That is a jerk move. You're 20 plus deep.
You're right. You're 20 years in.
You should be able to look at the homie or be on the phone with the homie and be like, hey, I'm going to hit you back in a second. And they should know, I'm not going to hit you back in a second.
Jay, I've never been more uncomfortable than when I had this talk with my friend of 20 years. Yeah. And I had to tell her, you talk too much on the phone, and it stresses me out, so I don't answer. Like, we had this whole discussion.
But with your people, you can.
But I told her, and this friend should do the same.
See, and then you know what, though? Especially if it's your friend for that long. Yeah. And let's say DZ's my boy. Oh. Say, hey, look, we had this talk plenty of times. You just talk too much, my man, and you got to sit back and laugh about it, and then maybe they'll realize it one day.
Whoever's trying to call you, tell them we're on the radio right now, okay? I heard your phone cut out like somebody's trying to beep in.
He's getting texted like, Jay, is this
Are you on the radio?
Is this you on Kiss right now?
Yes, stop calling him.
I didn't even see that.
No, you good, bro.
No, we're teasing.
He kicks it off.
Hey, you know what? I didn't want to answer because I didn't want to talk to him anyway. They was talking too much.
Jay, you're funny.
Amen.
You're funny, Jay.
I don't disagree.
Yo, we got to talk to you again, man. Call soon.
Bye, Jay.
All right, man. Y'all have a good day.
You too, man. Peace.
On Saturday, I called you, DZ, and literally the first thing out of my mouth when you answered was, you know I only call for emergencies. And you go, what up, fam?
Because you know I only answer for emergencies.
And I was like, I got an update on the, like, we had some stuff for work I had to let you know that was important at the time.
And you knew I was active, and I don't call unless
I have something to, not an emergency, something to tell you.
Yeah.
Something that you need to know.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just wanted to see. You didn't check your text. I'm telling you this way. Melanie's in Milwaukee, though. She called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song. Hey, Melanie, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, morning.
The irony is,
how are you? Good morning, DZ.
Hello.
I missed you while you were out.
Thank you. I'm so glad to finally play your theme song.
We all did. Everybody at the fair was like, DZ's the best partner you've ever had. I'm like, duh. Show's better than ever. Are you kidding me?
Duh, look at me.
But your homegirl, she brought it home while you were gone. I'm telling you.
Hey, no, she always holds it down.
Thanks, Melanie.
Yeah.
You're so
right.
Sweet. Thank you. Our jerk, now I can't be mean to her if she goes against me.
Well, true. I'm not going to be sweet right now because this woman is a jerk.
Ooh, two for two.
Yes, she is a jerk because, seriously, I'd be embarrassed to say I knew someone for that many years and haven't told them how I actually
or,
feel.
Or, let's think, like, about the other side, Melanie, or you're the friend and you feel stupid that your friend doesn't even like you that much and is annoyed by
right?
you. And you're venting and unloading to the one who's annoyed with you. It's really not a good place to be either.
No, that's so sad for that friend. I mean, I get it. But you gotta say something.
You do gotta say something.
Is that what makes her a jerk? That's what makes her a jerk.
It's a give and take because it's fine to listen. It's fine to let a friend vent. But if you're constantly the only friend and the only person that's getting to vent, that stuff gets old for sure.
Well, she might need a therapist. That's what therapy's for. You want to go vent aimlessly and get advice to somebody? You might have to pay for it in today's day and age. I'm sorry, you guys.
You might have to
We're
pay
busy.
For it.
Wait, but guess what? That girl probably has no idea that she should be paying for therapy because she thinks her friend is her freaking.
Friends are therapists.
That part.
Right.
No, that
right,
part.
Right, right.
Melanie, market.
Market is right. All right. On that note, I'm going to therapy today. #  mental health awareness. Okay? You're welcome.
We'll talk to you soon. Yeah.
I'm glad you're both having an awesome summer. I see you, and I know that you are. So,
thank you.
You see us on the book?
Yes.
You see us on the book? The Facebook?
Yeah.
On the gram?
Yep, from the book. Yep.
I knew it was the book.
I actually just went on there because I love Allie and DZ so much. I wanted to see you guys because I've actually never seen you.
Oh.
So I went on there.
What did you think?
Well, I think that I am a completely honest person because I told you that you're beautiful.
Oh,
and you are.
Stop it. Me or DZ? Were you talking to me or DZ right there? Which
you.
One?
Well, I'm talking
funny.
To you, girl.
Thank you. You're really sweet. And I just, what did you think we looked like? That's what I really wanted to know. Did you know?
I thought, I didn't picture DZ as grizzly, hairy.
Oh. Okay.
I think I had this big old beard.
Yeah, you rock that. I love it, dude. I so love it. It's so you.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Thank you, thank you.
Good, because he changes
Allie,
his hair all the time.
Yeah, don't get used to it.
Allie, I didn't have a visual. You know us women, we can't visualize women. We're just our own beauty. So.
I pictured you short with dark hair. That's what I always get. And I'm like, no, I'm tall
really?
And I'm blonde. Yeah, every
no,
time.
Yeah.
Really tall.
And you rock red. Yeah, girl.
Thank you. Okay, you know, enough about us. We're in the middle of a segment. I
that
forgot.
Part.
I know.
You
okay,
were gassing
sorry,
me
bye.
Up, and I forgot we were on the radio.
Bye, Melanie.
Bye-bye.
Knows exactly how to
on
distract
that note,
us.
Man, we feel great now. All right, next to the next caller.
I needed that, though.
We needed that on a Monday. All right, Janine is in West Dallas, our girl. Hi, Janine.
You forgot my theme song.
No, we just got all gassed up by Melanie. And, you know, when your ego starts getting too big and you forgot what was going on around
there
you.
There was so much going on that I'm so sorry. You know, like, see, now I feel terrible.
Janine, I'm so sorry about that. Anyway.
Good as you should.
Good morning. How are you? What the hell's your theme
awesome.
Song? Why can't
you?
We find it? We'll find it by the end of the segment. A jerk or not the jerk? Let's get back into it, honest to God. She wants to know if she's a jerk for never answering her calls and just texting her friend
I'm
back
bring
instead.
Bring the broom.
Oh.
Absolutely a jerk.
Yikes.
I think it's going to be a sweep now.
Oh.
Yeah, 100%. You know, all friendships, especially that long. Mm-hmm.
You should say something. And that's why. So yeah, everyone you gotta is say saying
something.
Jerk.
And if you have said something, you know, just deal with it. Mm-hmm. Unless you're willing to give up a lifelong friendship, you
that
know.
Part, that part.
You mm-hmm. just got to, it's give and take. And
it is. And that's every relationship. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Yeah. If sometimes, DZ, we talk about this, like in a marriage or friendships, sometimes they give more and sometimes yep. you give more yeah. and sometimes yeah. you take more yeah. and sometimes they take more.
It's not
50-50. If it's all right. just take and nobody's then right. the friendship is done. You got to work it right. out or move on with your life and stop wasting your time 30 minutes on the phone with somebody you don't even like.
Yeah.
We've got to use our time wisely. Like,
life's going to run its course way faster.
On.
Yeah, not
yeah.
for real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I used to be that one that jumped in my girlfriend's car and was like, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, hello, are you going to ask how I'm doing? And it took that realization
you
to
didn't
say,
have any
yeah,
self-awareness.
I care enough to slow down and think and ask about you too.
We are better people when people hold us accountable, even if we don't want to take it. Sometimes that self-awareness comes from other people.
Yeah.
Honest to God, saying things like that to Janine. Janine, look how she became a better person because somebody called her out on, you aren't listening, you're being selfish. And she went, I didn't notice.
My bad.
So good for you, Janine, for reflecting and taking the feedback. Good for you.
Being an adult, that's a good part. That's mm-hmm. the most important part.
Absolutely. All right, Janine, we'll find your theme song by tomorrow, don't worry.
Thank you.
Bye. We appreciate you. Jeez.
All right, so it's jerk.
Sweeped it.
Wow. All right, we've got to give away tickets to tacos and tequila, and then I'm going to tell you why I'm on an apology tour today after I was convinced I was right. Got to apologize to a coworker, and DZ knows why, and it's pretty funny even though it's not.
I tried to convince you I thought you were wrong, but I was like, listen.
I thought I was dude, forget you. You know what? I can't stand you. I cannot. Apology tour starts after the tickets. Hold on. We're sending you to Tacos and Tequila. Like I said, must be 21 to go. 414-533-1037. People performing at Franklin Field on September 13th. This guy, B.O.B., is one of them. Love this song. Lil Jon, Timbaland, Trina, Paul Wall, Mike Jones, Young Jock. The list goes on. You're going if you're caller 30. 414-533-1037. We're giving away tickets and then we're going on an apology tour at the radio station.
Sounds about right.
It's not often Allie says sorry, but here we are. All right, let's go to the phones. Alexandra is in Kenosha. Hey, girl.
Hi.
How are you? What's going on this morning?
I'm just dropping my boyfriend off at work.
Oh.
I was going to say, you sound like you're trying to be quiet or something. Who's still sleeping?
She doesn't want him to know she might win.
She's still sleeping or something.
Yeah, I am.
I don't blame you at all because we're giving away tickets to Tacos and Tequila Festival at Franklin Field on September 13th. You must be 21. Are you 21?
You got your ID?
Yeah.
Okay, great. You're going. Woo!
Yay.
She is too sleepy. She said, I need a taco or
she needs
some tequila.
A Starbucks run is what she needs.
Coffee, right.
Girl, listen. Some of the people that are going to be in attendance, Lil Jon, Timbaland, Mike Jones, Young Jock, Paul Wall, Trina. I like pointing out the female. Trina, my girl. And B.O.B., just to name a few. So have a great time, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll talk to you later, Alexandra.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye.
Dang it.
She was so quiet. She was so sleepy.
I don't know why I got off the phone so quick. I was avoiding the apology tour, quite honestly.
Oh, my bad. We could call her back?
Yes. Get somebody on the phone that I can talk to instead.
No. Why are we on an apology tour, Miss Allie?
We're on an apology tour because last week at the radio station, something went down involving missing tickets, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when I say Nancy Drew, a.k.a. Detective Allie, a.k.a. FBI Allie, was on a roll in this building when... You know what? Give me 2 minutes. I need to get coffee. I need to breathe before I have to apologize to somebody, okay? Because
you
were in here for all of this. It's funny, but it's not at the same time.
It is, but it isn't.
I'm on an apology tour, and I'll tell you why and who I'm apologizing. Somebody I've never apologized to either.
Okay.
And it's not hard pants.
No.
It's not hard pants for once, our boss.
I mean, I know who we're apologizing to.
Hold on. Give us 2 minutes. Fine. Is it time?
Oh, it's time.
Dang it.
It's about that time for sure.
Shoot. All right, fine. So I got to go on an apology tour. I feel like we do this once every 6 months on this radio station.
We?
Fine, me.
Nah, this is a team. It's a we thing.
If you saw me out in West Dallas, I'm not apologizing for that. At all. Because you might have seen me getting rowdy this weekend after the fair. Yeah, and I said what I said. Have a nice day.
She stood 10
toes
on it.
That's not the apology I'm about to do, because as things went down, of course, good old Stallus. Good old Stallus.
Stallywood, baby.
Should have known. Thank God you weren't with me for that.
Honestly?
Thank God. And that's another, we talked about in the question of the day, I'm moving on with my life, but it was a rowdy night after the fair.
Good that we went separate ways after that.
Yeah, yes. We didn't need to, yeah. So anyway, so DZ, I'm on an apology tour about something else that involved the fair. So on, was it Thursday last week? What day did I start? Look, it was the day of the fair.
Thursday when it started, yeah.
It was, because Owen was going.
Thursday or Friday.
It was Thursday.
Because Owen was going, yep, this is why.
My son wanted to go to the fair with his friend. It was the opening day of the fair.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, cool. Well, we had tickets for Neo to get into Neo, which was on Saturday. And Correct. Those get you into the fair as well. But I needed tickets for my son and his friend.
General admission.
And I'm not saying I can't pay, but you guys, hello. We work at we have fair tickets. This is one thing I can, don't ask me for them, but for my family, yes. Okay.
We're blessed for sure to be able to say, like, hey, can I get two tickets for my fam?
So I thought, can I have a ticket for my son and his friend? And so I sent out the SOS on Thursday in the building internally in Slack. And I said, where are the tickets? Somebody, I just need two. Somebody find me a ticket. Like, what's the deal? And they're like, oh, they're all gone. And I go, no, excuse me. So then I start getting defensive on these Slack. On Slack internally, and I go, hold on. What do you mean they're all gone? I haven't seen one personal ticket. They're all gone? Okay.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, I'll just go buy tickets for my son, and it's not a big deal. But I'm thinking, this is crazy. I know there's a stack somewhere, and I want to know where they are.
The whole time I'd gone, dog, are you sure you don't got none?
You kept asking me.
They gave me an envelope, mm-hmm. and they gave me four tickets.
Yeah.
You know, like, I just assumed they had given you four tickets as well. Hopefully they didn't assume that we each were going to just split four tickets, because you've got three in your family.
And you're a family of four.
I'm a family of four.
Yeah.
So what are we doing here?
Thank
like,
you.
Are you sure you didn't get no tickets? And you're like, nah, man.
So I'm like, DZ, you don't think I would remember having an envelope with my name on it with four state fair tickets? I'm like, I had an envelope when we were gone in California and we came back. Oh, I was gone and we came back after the 4th of July, you and I both.
Right.
There was an envelope with my name on it that had the Neo tickets in it. And that was all I remembered. And a parking pass, I go, hold on. I go, well, we're working. So they gave me Neo tickets, but I never got the other envelope. So in my mind, I'm going, nobody in this building would take
somebody
the
took
tickets.
My tickets.
I'm like, nobody
no.
in this building. We maybe. Know everybody. I'm like, well, I'm
there's
thinking,
always the maybe, though.
There's
tell
always
me,
the maybe
tell me
of someone
not.
That you'd start looking at sideways, or maybe someone was worked here and they were now terminated, or who there could be a thousand things. And
or somebody that normally isn't in the building
who saw
that came
them.
In with somebody and was like, oh, this is the kid's studio.
So
check
it
out. And then they saw tickets and went, yoinks.
Now, I don't think that, because I believe in the good of the people we have in here, obviously.
We have to.
But as I'm asking for these fair tickets, it felt like I had rung the fire alarm in the building, where our staff was being so sweet to find me tickets. Like, people were running around DZ going, get Allie ticket. I'm like, slow down. It's not that serious. Where I was watching them in distress trying to get into an office to find
you
me.
You send
like,
a SOS and then tell them not to SOS?
Then, why are people so afraid of me, dude? Like, I don't know.
You be on one sometimes. That's
you're right.
Why.
Thank you, because you always keep it real. And I was on one. I knew you'd keep it real with me. So I was on one, and I'm looking, and they're like trying to find them. And finally, I looked at one of our sales assistants. I go, you don't, it's okay. Like, just, you guys
Let
are,
it be.
You guys
That's
are
cool.
tearing up the office. This is just not necessary for two fair tickets. You
Stop
guys,
sweating it.
Please.
Yeah. Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm getting the email from, you know, somebody else in the building going, Allie, I left you four tickets. I'm like, no, you didn't.
And then we got confused and was like, did you leave the four and assume DZ was supposed to split? And we're like, no.
So, after all that, I ring the fire alarm.
Did you find tickets?
Oh, God.
You found tickets.
No, wait, no.
What?
I freak out. I'm on one.
They found you some tickets.
I don't even, this is like.
You can't even hold it together.
Can you give me 2 minutes? Because I got to make it. Listen, this is so embarrassing. I didn't say I found the tickets, but
You're
what
sweating.
Happens next? I am sweating because of what happens next after people are just running around trying to make Allie happy with these state fair tickets. I'll tell you next. Somebody came to the rescue and then something really embarrassing happened.
Can we guess? Can we guess
sure.
who came to the rescue?
Yes, you can guess how this ends and why I'm on an apology tour. 414-533-1037. I didn't even open the texts. Oh, God. Okay,
right.
Let me just talk to you guys next. Hold on. Oh, my God. I'm saying it with him. People are texting in things like, Allie, let's hear the Wild West Dallas story. Nope, already told it on the question of the day as much as I'm going to tell about that. No thanks.
Yeah, you're going to have to listen back on the Odyssey app for that one.
Just be glad I didn't have Clink Clink, okay?
Hi, I'm Clink Clink.
Hi, Clink Clink. Hey, DZ, come get me. Okay, seriously, though, I have to do my apology tour now. So last Thursday, I'm looking for two tickets to the fair to take my kid and his friend and drop them off. And then everyone in the building's telling me I have four tickets already that they've left in the studio for me, and I can't find them anywhere.
And we looked around the studio.
Everywhere. And they're doing like a fire drill in the back trying to find these tickets for me, and I almost felt special. I'm like, well, I'm not this special. Why is everybody running around? This is so sweet. They came in finally, and they go, Allie, oh, we were locked out of a room, but we found him. Here's eight tickets. I go, eight? Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
You guys, thank you. Which I'm going to use them.
Yeah.
I have my family. I have my friends. I'm going to the fair quite a bit. Right. So then I go home on Thursday. Go home Friday. Get ready for the fair on Saturday. DZ, I'm cleaning my house because the girls are coming over before we go to Neo.
I know what that's like. So you're tidying
going
up.
Going through everything. I'm going through the stack of, you know, bills and mail that I never look at on my kitchen counter for weeks.
The envelopes? You looking through the envelopes on your kitchen counter?
There it was, dude. Oh, there was the envelope. Buried to all hell. It says Allie in big permanent marker with four State Fair tickets in it.
The maroon permanent marker?
Yeah, that was left in the station for me weeks ago. And I'm like, nope, don't have them. Don't have them. And I'm like telling everybody, nope.
Do you remember them now? Do you remember grabbing them
vaguely,
ever?
Vaguely.
A little bit?
Only because I remember the envelope has our old company on it.
Yep.
We're Odyssey now.
Yeah.
You know, a long time ago, we were owned by Intercom. Not important, but it had an old envelope. I went, oh, I vaguely remember that envelope because I remember, why do we even have these envelopes?
Every
what is
time
this
I
doing
see
here?
One of them envelopes, I laugh at
I'm
it.
I'm like, oh, we have too many. That's why. Well, they changed the company name and we got this letterhead.
We bought 100,000 for half a penny a piece and then we're going to have them for the next 30 years.
So DZ, basically, that's what happened was that I got home and found him. Courtney in Waukesha texted in. She said, your Neo tickets were your State Fair tickets? No, they were.
Technically.
But they were separate. Those were a totally different envelope, girl.
You just needed regular, degular tickets.
I needed two tickets for my son and his kid. And I was convinced that, you know, they had not given me this envelope or somebody had taken it, you know, at the last minute.
Someone did take it, Allie.
Uh-huh.
It was you.
It was me.
You stole the tickets from yourself.
Wait, so now I have to go back. Mm-hmm. I haven't even sent the email yet. I haven't even talked to her in person, the girl that I have to go back and go, hey, you know when you said you left me an envelope? And I was like, nope, not here.
And I called Cap. Yeah.
Hey, and everybody ran around the station looking for tickets. Hey, girl.
Hey.
Here's the four tickets back.
Hi.
But can I keep them?
Do y'all need these back?
Do you need these? Or
are we good now, though?
Hey, girl.
Because DZ will take them.
You know what? Forget you. I can't stand you. It's like they wrote that song for Jason Momoa. I mean, I've never touched them, but you know what I mean. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias. Whoever.
Jason Momoa was in town for the Harley Davidson Homecoming Festival. So cool to see him kind of doing his thing all over town and riding his bike all over. And then
big motorcycle guy.
Yeah. So then I had to bring it up that he actually shaved his beard after 6 years, you guys.
Which doesn't make sense because I was just watching his new show where he's like chief of war or whatever. He's like this chief in.
He's got a new show?
Yeah.
Oh.
Which I just barely started, and I didn't even make it through like 20 minutes of episode one before I fell asleep. So I could tell nothing about it, but it's called Chief of War.
Okay.
I was like, oh, Jason Momoa.
Cool.
I'll watch it. He had his beard in that.
My God, he's so hot. The thing is, he's hot without the beard, too.
Is it for a new role?
I don't know why he is. 6 years? Oh, my God. Wait, DZ, you have a beard.
Yeah.
How long have you had your beard?
My beard, this beard, I should say, because I've had a few beards in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I've had this beard for going on 2 years, actually.
How long does it take? Is it yours grows quick or what?
My beard is as old as our second born son is.
Mm.
I had shaved, you know, really trimmed it all the way down to my, like, down to face, really close shaven beard.
Yeah.
A very, very trim beard.
Yeah.
And then I just started to regrow it once Danny was born, once we were home, and it just came back.
It came back, and you like it. So it says he shaved it to prepare for a role.
For Dune 3.
Dune Part 3. And to promote a sustainable water company.
Oh. That I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. He's an environmental guy. Which, how can you be from Hawaii and not be? You grew up in Hawaii. You're a man of the land. I mean, you know what I mean? You're a nature guy, I would think. So,
huge environmentalist. But I guess the parallel, like, is it more the publicity because he knew he was going to get attention and then promote the water? Because otherwise, why promote it?
Right.
Right?
Like, right.
Listen, though, 6 years, I'll say it's a big feat.
It served as a reminder to reduce single-use plastics and promote his water brand, which uses aluminum bottles and a closed-loop system.
Okay.
Whatever he has to do to get attention, I support it.
That's it. I was going to say, because it got nothing to do with shaving your beard, but okay, big guy.
Okay, so 6 years, he shaves his beard, and maybe it'll grow back. I don't know.
It will grow back, and it'll grow back quick. The thing is, though, men look drastically different the second you shave your beard. And
oh my God, the craziest story when my dad did it. By the way, 414-533-1037. Whoever texted in Jason Momoa with dreads panty dropper, you guys stop.
Anyway. Have you seen him
Jason
without a beard?
Jason Momoa, period.
Have you seen him without the beard?
The guy is beautiful.
Do you think he still looks handsome without the beard?
Beautiful without the beard. His face is insane. I was just looking at pictures of him with and without it. I'm like, he is so hot.
Most people don't feel the same.
Really?
And I genuinely
think. He's got a chiseled
face.
Oh my God.
Oh, I thought he ain't got no chin.
Rawr. I'm into it, man.
Oh, so you're seeing the wrong angle. Look at that first picture.
Look at this. He is fine as hell. DZ, you want to argue about Jason Momoa being hot? I'll argue.
I don't.
No, I know. He is a fine man.
When a man shaves his beard, though, that's a huge thing. Actors, I feel like, are almost an anomaly. Mm-hmm. And you could throw me in that same realm of anomalies because you could shave your face. I could shave my beard right now on air and not feel any type of loss. Mm-hmm. But most men that shave a beard are so particular about it. You can't touch it. You got to get it trimmed the right way. You got to take care of it. You got to have all these oils. You got to do this and yada, yada. It'd be like if you walked in
here tomorrow.
I learned
about that when I dated a guy with a beard, which was the first experience when I first started dating again in 2019. One of the guys I dated for a long time had a beard, and I remember being like, there's oils. Like, I learned so much about beards, I didn't know. Because why would I know?
It's hair.
And now I got boys I gotta learn, but you know.
We got you.
Thank God, DZ.
We gonna help, bro. A man shaving his beard is like arguably a woman or anybody with long hair just straight up shaving their head completely bald.
Everything for you.
If you walked in here,
it'd be traumatic.
I wouldn't know what to do with myself. If you walked in here tomorrow with a buzz cut.
Same.
But that's what a man shaving his beard is like.
Okay, you can text or call 414-533-1037. DZ, I remember being about, I don't know how old I was, but I remember being a kid and my dad in the 80s had a mustache because, you know, everything is back now.
It was the 80s.
So we made fun of mustaches in the early 2000s. Now they're back and they look hot on dudes and mullets and all that fine.
Yep.
So they're back. But I will never forget my dad had this mustache. All I ever remembered, and he shaved it and he came into me and my sister Jenny shared a room. This is how little I was. We still shared a room.
You're a baby.
And he walked in and he smiled and I went, ah!
Who the hell are you?
Me and my sister started laughing because we were like, Dad, you look crazy.
Bruh, have you seen the reactionary videos of the kids or babies, young kids?
Where they get scared of their parents if the dad shaves them?
The dad's holding a towel up to his face because he just shaved the beard that the baby's always only seen?
I'll never forget the day my dad did that. Like, that is a core memory in my mind when he walked in with his mustache shaved and I was like, Dad, you look crazy.
I remember when I did it. I remember Sammy, he looked at me and went, wait.
He got scared.
Papa. No, he wasn't scared. He just looked, Papa, what happened? He's like, where'd the hair go?
What happened to you?
Then he moved on with his life. It was very lackluster reaction. I wanted him to cry.
Let's go to the phones. We'll see. Because, you know, beards are a hot topic, you guys. We're talking about Jason Momoa shaved his beard after 6 years for a role. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, if it's not the beard guy from Caledonia, a.k.a. Calbama. Hi, Ryan.
From Caledonia, there ain't no Caledonia around here.
Ryan, you have a huge beard, actually.
Or does he? He be shaving randomly,
too. I've never seen him without a beard, though, have I?
I've seen him without a beard once.
I don't have the huge beard right now. I got it trimmed up. It's nice and thin cut and trimmed up.
Have I seen him without a beard?
I remember for his 30th birthday, basically.
If you want to picture Ryan in Calabama, let me paint a picture. He's got on work boots, dirty jeans, a Carhartt shirt.
Think Calabama, Caledonia, Wisconsin.
He's got
that guy.
Tools hanging out of his belt.
and just scattered
yeah,
around.
Yeah, I actually do. I got at least. Yeah, I do. Yeah,
I know you. And his truck.
I got a pocket knife somewhere. Work boots. Can't go without the work boots.
Wait, so you? I've seen you without a beard.
I don't think you've ever seen me without a beard, Allie. I shaved my beard off completely. Emerson's 5.
Yeah.
Going on 6, so it's got to be at least 6 years.
Did you have a beard?
I had a beard, yep.
What did she say when you shaved it?
She said, "Why did you do that? You have a baby face."
Oh, she wanted the beard.
Bro,
back.
I got to call Cap. I got a very distinct memory of you having shaved your beard within like the last 3 years.
Well, that makes one of us.
Wait. Let me recall here. I did shave the beard, but I kept the mustache. It was my brother Drew, who went to the Air Force.
He had a mustache.
Do you remember when I shaved my beard?
I remember when you shaved your beard, yeah.
You shaved your beard around that same time. I remember talking about this. Yeah, you did.
Okay.
Listen, I've seen DZ with so many haircuts and styles, it doesn't even faze me when you change. It doesn't.
I don't realize it anymore.
I just see you. Yeah, it's probably the same with Ryan. I don't even realize
it. Don't even realize it.
I mean, I realize it, but I don't realize it. You know what
I'm going to have to go look through pictures and see. Recall coming through the picture board at home of me with just a mustache.
You would have a picture board. That's so old school. You know what? It's so Ryan.
Shuffle
it's
back
the
to the
digital
dirty 30s.
Board.
It's digital.
I upload that stuff to the digital and it goes and winds through and has all the pictures on it.
Hey, those are cool, but that's a topic for another day. Thanks for calling, Ryan. Love you.
No problem. Love you all. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. We're talking beards, and Jason Momoa shaved his after 6 years, and you are a beard guy off and on over the years, so that's what we're talking about.
I generally do like to keep a beard. I feel like my face looks the best with a beard, but I don't mind ever shaving it.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, the phones are ringing, the texts are coming. We'll talk to you next. So, Natalie and Kevin in Menominee Falls texted in, "My boyfriend had grown out his beard for 4 to 6 months, and then when spring hit, he shaved it all off. We walked into the bar, and we were regulars, and the bartender was about to call my boyfriend to tell him I was with another man."
Mm-hmm. Said, "I was about to snitch on you, wait."
Nope, same guy.
Oh.
Jason Momoa shaved his beard after 6 years. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ, which led us to talk about him because he was just here for the Harley Davidson Homecoming Festival. He was on his Harley riding around town for it. It was really cool to see online.
Weeks ago.
Oh, so cool. And now he got brought up because of the shaving the beard. And so that's what we're talking about. Let's start with Carl in the Ville. He doesn't want to be Carl in Indy anymore.
No, we corrected
Carl,
it.
Good morning.
Morning. Buenos dios.
Carl, up, I feel like you have a really clean face. I can't even picture you with facial hair, Carl.
A little stubble.
I mean, have you ever had a beard?
Oh, yeah. I actually used to have an Amish hair when I was in my 20s, and my grandpa.
Amish? You mean Amish?
Yeah, Amish. Yeah.
Thank you. I was like, Amish? I was like, no, Amish. I knew where he was going.
I don't know. Lost me there.
Yep. Go on.
Yeah. And I just grew it and grew it and grew it and just became like this long hair. Just
looked
long
like Weird
hair,
Al. You know,
we got to see a picture.
I need a picture immediately, Carl. Immediately. So immediately.
What
wow.
made you want to shave it? Did you just say, you know, get tired of it or what? Not for you? Not your style?
Well, it was because I had to. Because when I used to work at another medical facility for a while, and I had to shave that off.
Ah.
And at least it was free instead of like paying $150.
Oh, dang.
Well, from this weekend.
Well, DZ will shave it for free.
No. I ain't shaving nobody.
Come on.
Nope.
$5.
Nope.
Dang it. Never mind.
I will refer you to Mondo, my boy.
Did you say $150 to shave a beard? No.
No, it was something I brought up randomly because this weekend in Indy was Gen Con.
Nice.
He just spent $150. That's why.
Makes sense. Well, Carl, we love you. Thank you for calling, okay?
All right.
Bye.
Love you,
Much love.
Last but not least, Babe is in Hartford, a.k.a. Mike. We call him Babe like his wife does. We're talking beards.
We got permission.
Mm-hmm. I mean, DZ, you're a beard connoisseur.
I am.
Honestly.
My beard goes good. I ain't going to like try to gas or, you know, hype myself up. I've got a good beard.
You got a good beard.
Yeah.
And Mike said he scared the crap out of his children. Because what, you shaved your beard or your mustache? What'd you
do,
Mike?
I will never shave my beard off. Kathleen will never let that happen because I show Eileen pictures from when I was younger and I didn't have facial hair. She's like, "Daddy, you look weird." I was like, yeah, I know.
Because it's not familiar.
Then,
yeah.
Yeah, and now Nolan, like when she's laying on my chest or she's playing – It's the familiar texture of grabbing my beard, so I can't shave it.
Can't shave it.
And I look like I'd be 12 years old if I shaved my beard. So
wait, Mike, don't we want to look younger?
No,
you're not 25 anymore.
I don't care. I'm a dude. It don't matter.
Dudes don't want to look younger. Oh my gosh.
I've never cared to look younger.
The irony that women want to look younger and dudes don't. It's everything how much more gets put on our image.
You see this gray hair in my beard that came in? I thought it was a cat hair at first. Oh, it's distinguished.
You're distinguished.
Mm-hmm.
Distinguished.
Kathleen said to me the other day, she's like, your beard is getting gray. I love it. I know. It's okay.
Let
I know.
Let it be. I've been waiting on this moment. Let me live.
You guys want to be gray?
Yeah. I can't
Stop
wait.
Stop it.
Oh, I can't wait.
I live with three women, and I know she's listening. And I live with three women, so I blame it on them.
You're never going to look like George Clooney. Does she know that?
No.
He's going to look better.
Come on, guys. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, Wepa.
Buenos dias. It is Monday, August 4th, and that's relevant because what? It's Monday, August.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Fourth.
My wife's birthday is in literally less than 10 days.
Dude, August is going to be like July. Come and go.
ASAP.
And it's time to get rid of our summer plans. Like, if you haven't done something and it's not planned, it's over.
I haven't.
No, you're in
I
trouble.
I haven't done anything.
It's Labor Day in less than a month, man.
Neo was my first summer activity, G. Literally.
Well, I mean, within fairness, you had a surgery.
Fourth of July counts. I think Fourth of July counts as a summer activity. But,
yes.
You know, the most movement I've done this entire summer was Neo this weekend.
You were out with a cane, looking good.
Limp walking, not pimp walking.
We got Bryce Vine to somehow pull up to our Kiss FM area, and he hung out with the listeners, took pics, and sat with us the whole night.
We got motion like that.
That was cool. But it's the end of summer, and I feel like the things I haven't planned yet, I'm in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
If I haven't put them on the calendar, I don't think they're going to happen, like camping.
Yep.
I mean, there's so many things.
Water
I,
parking.
Like what?
I mean, the Princeton Club.
I didn't even go to the Dells. I did nothing.
I'm talking about the Dells, an excursion. Yeah. The Ingleside, something.
Something.
Bro. Something.
Nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, I feel like it's just flying by.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got the fair this week. I'll be emceeing the cream puff contest. We got the Taylor Swift party at the fair on Saturday. And then it's a wrap. I got 2 weeks until school.
There's arguably what? Something going on almost every day because I'm going to be up there. I'm going to be at the fair tomorrow mm-hmm. for the Bucks Kids Day.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, oh, and then guess
what? You're an in-game host for the Bucks.
This weekend, we're going to be in Watertown for the Riverfront Fest.
See what I mean?
With the dunk show with the Rim Rockers.
You're busy.
There. So it's busy, bro. And we've looked at each other, my wife and I, Aaron, and went, we haven't done anything.
Well,
anything.
Same. And you know who I promised I was going to hang out with this summer and for the first time ever try kayaking was Danny in Oak Creek and his wife.
Have you done that?
No. And then he was like, he's offered me dates. He's like, hey, can you come with us this day? We're going to go out this day. And I'm like, I can't. And I'm like, that was the one thing I said I was going to do. I was going to kayak with them. I've never kayaked. That's weird.
Yeah,
I have to
kayak.
I'm too old
fun.
To not have kayaked.
True.
So I got to try it once.
You got to get in there.
Yeah. So I'm going to do that. But it's like, again, these things that I plan to do this summer are not even in my realm of happening at this point.
Well,
some of the things you haven't done yet?
Think of two. I was going to say, think of the top two things that you feel like you felt might miss out of your summer. And then we could go from there. Because one of the things, arguably, yeah. I didn't have a choice to have much of a summer. Right?
Yeah,
I was
healing.
Surgery. I had knee surgery. Osteochondral allograft meant I was basically not moving my leg or putting weight on it for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're the start of week 9 mm-hmm. after surgery.
Recovery.
And I'm going, okay, more weight, more strength.
Let's go.
Let's build stamina. Let's build stability. Let's go. So we're talking about maybe we go take a little weekend trip.
Well, I was going to say, that's the one thing I felt like I got done was I took the boys to California and Vegas. We did get a little bit of a summer vacation, so I'm proud of us for that.
Something.
That was something that had to be done in my mind. And so, but I feel like, yeah, there's so much. I haven't been, there's so many things. Oh my gosh.
You
okay, wait, so
you
what are yours?
Just to take a trip, to sleep in a bed that isn't mine,
yeah.
to go to a hotel with the boys and let them swim. Something that, now that I can get into water, now that I could be a little more active,
yeah.
I want to be a part of some of these summer memories, because mm-hmm. it's our last summer before Sammy's in school
yeah.
all the time. This is his last, like, kid summer.
Well, and luckily your wife's a teacher, so it already controls your schedule. Because once kids get in school, if you're not a teacher, that controls
it's
your whole
different.
Life. Is the whole the school calendar controls your whole life, and it's really annoying.
That we're used
to. So you're
to.
Used to that yep. with Aaron being a teacher, thank
it's just,
goodness.
It's just kind of
yeah.
how our life is already shaped
yeah.
out, you feel me? But
mm-hmm.
we would love to go do something with the boys
yeah.
together as a family now that I can sit in the car for longer than 20 minutes.
What are the things you did not get done this summer that were on your list? 414-533-1037. So I'm going with kayaking is
yeah.
one of my big ones. And yours is take a trip,
anywhere. Anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's literally just going and staying in a hotel downtown Milwaukee.
I think you guys should do a Bay Beach trip and stay in Green Bay. I think it'd be cheap.
Ooh.
And then you could stay in Green Bay. You could check out all the kid activities at Lambeau Field, whether it's not crazy there. And Bay Beach is supposed to be really cheap with rides. And yeah.
Yeah.
That's where the grandparents would always take my kids there when they were about Sammy and Danny's age. Just a thought.
We'd consider.
Just a thought.
And we said it's a trip. And mm-hmm. we're not trying to go far. We're not trying to hop on a plane. And we're not trying to road trip. We want to stay local.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Oh, I know what I haven't done this summer. Shame on everyone who hasn't invited me. I haven't
what?
Been on a boat. Now that's
we have not been I've seen my friends posting themselves on boats.
Jerks.
Big jerks.
Mm-hmm,
I've
mm-hmm.
seen people on boats recently.
I too have. Nobody's
and listen,
invited us.
I don't have there's no walking involved on a boat. If y'all are worried about my knee, don't. Invite me.
Wait, what happened to my wait, hold on. Now I'm thinking of all the people that I know have boats. I'm like, where the hell's the invite?
Where's everybody at?
Where are you at? Maybe they're not on the boat. All right, 414-533-1037. What are some things you wanted to do this summer that either you're going to get done, your end of summer plans, something you haven't done yet that you got, bucket list stuff?
Yeah.
Or maybe you were going to do it and you didn't. Or maybe you did and you're excited, you want to talk about it.
It's the end of summertime. I mean, I hate to say it,
no,
we don't want to rip
this. No,
it's
not, but it is.
It is.
It's not the end of summer. It's the end of make your plans or you're screwed at this point. Does that make sense?
It's the end of big summer plans.
Yeah, you got to finish up your plans or we're out.
Basically.
All right, we're going to talk to you guys next. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Was not on our bucket list to dance with a stranger, but it probably happened.
I'm
at
good.
The fair. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Technically, we did dance with some strangers.
Technically, we did. But we're talking about your end of the summer plans or things you didn't get done this summer yet that you want to get done. You know, DZ, I didn't go kayaking yet with Danny in Oak Creek, and now he's texting me.
I haven't swung not one golf club, and I knew I wasn't going to, but I also haven't taken a trip with the fam.
Danny said, we're doing it this year. Get it together, woman. All right, so I'm going to do it before summer ends. I'm going to kayak.
T-minus.
It's
going to
happen. Amanda is in Racine, though. Wait till you hear hers.
Mm-hmm.
Amanda.
Turn out the water.
Wow, that was a good one.
Nailed it.
Yes, perfect timing. Girl. Okay, yes. Amanda, you haven't been to a Brewers game yet?
No, I haven't. And
They're on fire.
I know. Normally we do a tailgate with our neighborhood bar. It's called Neighborhood Bar.
Yeah.
It's literally called Neighborhood.
In the neighborhood, you know.
Oh,
so
like the liquor store called the liquor store. Got it.
Well,
got
now
it.
If they exactly. want to know where to find Amanda and Racine, since you people love you, now they're going to come to the neighborhood bar.
Yes. The little dive bar, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, normally we do a tailgate together, and we didn't do that, so.
There's still time.
Yeah.
I've only been to one game. I'm ashamed of myself. I went on Pride Night, and that was months ago when my friends were like, hey, you're coming. I'm like, sure, I'm coming, and I went. It was a big group of us, but somebody had to invite me. I even went in and told Hard Pants, can we get some Brewers tickets? And we still haven't gotten any. We haven't asked for a game yet. Like, we need to, because we don't have time.
Yeah.
We don't have time.
I thought you just didn't get them. I was
when
like,
when are we going to go, DZ?
Honestly, at some point.
Sit on me, I'll come with.
You should.
Well, noted.
Amanda.
Noted.
I'll bring Neighborhood Bar with.
Hey, whoa. You can't bring the whole neighborhood now.
No, thanks, Amanda.
No, see, this is what we be talking about,
now
Amanda.
You went too far.
Doing too much. You be doing too much sometimes.
Way too far. Right. All right. Love you, Amanda.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Okay, let me read some of the text here. You can text or call 414-533-1037. Sarah said, camping and kayaking too. Never been kayaking either, but want to try. Days are going too fast. I agree. Somebody said, DZ, take the kids to Three Bears Water Park.
I saw that. I've never heard of Three Bears. Where's that at?
Isn't it? Oh, wait. Is that the one up north?
I have no, I had zero idea.
I don't want to get it mixed up with, hold on. It says, it's small enough not to be crazy for you and big enough to be super fun for them.
Which is perfect. Literally perfect, because part of getting into water is I have to be more cautious getting out than most people right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't have the same stability and strength in my legs, so I get weirdly heavier than normally. So.
It's in Tomo. Wisconsin. Okay. It's
up there.
I've seen it driving up. You don't want to go that
far.
That's
up there.
You don't need to go that far.
I said we didn't want a road trip. Were y'all not listening?
They did not. They said, oh, it's so close. No, it's not that close for
Great DZ. Suggestion for next summer.
Somebody said, I've done so much on my Milwaukee summer bucket list. Only thing left I really want to do is get my tattoo at the end of the summer. Last little summer hurrah. That's something I'm doing in the fall. You know, I'm getting a tattoo.
Finally getting
But
a
I was
tat.
Waiting for summer because I, you know, I don't want it in the sun. I don't know where I'm getting it, etc. So I'm like,
same.
I'm going to wait till I, are we going to do it in the fall?
We're in the same.
Well, you have to be there.
I'll get multiple tattoos.
Okay,
but
good.
I want an end of summer tattoo. Whoever said they're waiting, that's mm-hmm. kind of like the hurrah. I've been waiting until I'm strong enough to do 27 stairs, because that's how many stairs there are at the Skin Museum to get upstairs.
Oh, the Skin Museum is where the tattoo shop.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So I gotta go see my guy Chris ASAP, bro. Because I'm getting. I'm getting my neck tat.
You are?
Yeah, I'm gonna
do
it.
You are.
That's my very neck. It's super.
What's it gonna be?
It's gonna be Elsie's footprints.
Oh, and, your baby girl that you lost.
Yeah, in a stack of different shapes, basically. Mm-hmm. It'll be like feet prints, and then the feet prints as a heart, and evolution, and I'm going to let Chris do his thing. So I'm giving too many details, but yeah, end of summer
tattoos. No, you're
tattoos.
Not. Tell us more.
End of summer tattoos. Gang.
Woo!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
That's going to be exciting. So, okay, we're going to get things done this summer.
Yeah.
Wait, who texted in Allie? You need to go a party with Amelia. Amelia, stop texting in, girl.
Amelia.
I'll come. Don't worry.
We know it's you, girl.
I know it's you when you write things in like that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.